When implemented in 2014, the ACA established a funding system to help initially offset some of insurance companies' losses. Insurance companies doing well would contribute money, called risk corridor payments, to offset losses suffered by companies that didn't do so well. But Congress added a caveat. The system had to fund itself. And because losses were higher than expected across the board while insurance markets adjusted, many companies, including Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Delaware, didn't receive risk corridor payments. Delaware Insurance Commissioner Trinidad Navarro says that was a major factor in rising insurance rates.
That the rates went up significantly, and the correlation between the rate increases and the elimination of the risk corridor payments. I mean, this is significant. The timing was significant.
While Highmark's annual losses have dropped significantly since 2014, it's suing the federal government over more than $200 million in risk corridor payments it didn't receive. But UD economics professor Matthew White notes there's another factor still at work driving premiums up, cost share reduction payments.
The risk corridor program was temporary, and it expired at the end of 2016, whereas the cost sharing reduction payments are supposed to be ongoing into the future. And so that's what's creating uncertainty in setting premiums.
The future of these subsidies, designed to offset healthcare costs for low-income individuals, are now a focal point of debate between members of Congress. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.